You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
All righty, everybody. Good evening, good morning, whatever it is to you. Welcome in the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Andy Dorf with you, 1-800-878-7529. Get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online as well. Wow, what a wild, wild day in the NFL. Lots of teams are 7-2. A few teams are 6-3. One team is 8-1. But more importantly, man, oh man, the New Orleans Saints keep their streak going. Seven straight now for them. They win emphatically over Buffalo. So many stories to talk about, to be honest with you. Just so many stories to talk about from the NFL. Just over midway now through the NFL season. When I come back from the break, I'm going to tell you all the scores from the day's action. We'll get into some of the stories and all that stuff. But a couple of highlights for you. The Falcons get by the Cowboys, as we know, and Claiborne, six sacks, man, helping them get over them. And obviously, just amazing how one player can make such a huge difference in every single offense. Like every single offense, whether it's the Green Bay Packers losing a guy like Aaron Rodgers, as we all know, or the Dallas Cowboys losing a guy like Ezekiel Elliott. And then you have the New England Patriots going to the Denver Broncos and just absolutely whooping up on that team, who, by the way, man, they got out to a great start. They're 3-0. Now they've lost six straight. So it's amazing how quickly things can turn around in the NFL. But I like thoughts. I like opinions. As you know, 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, when I come back, going to go through all the scores, all the highlights from the day's action. Just great stuff all out throughout the whole NFL, to be quite honest with you. So I want to hear from you. I want to know about your teams. And otherwise, I'll just tell you about all of the teams and what happened through my eyes. And believe me, lots of stories, like I said, to get to. So keep it close, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to Pooldog.com. That's Pooldog.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
And hopes that were high in the heat of September can wilt and die in the chill of November. November can be cold and gray. November can be surly, with bitter rain upon the world and winter coming early.
Third down and goal now. Breeze back in the shotgun, brings get in motion from the left. Breeze fakes again, little shovel pass inside to Camaro. Running right side, breaks a tackle, down to the goal line, and into the end zone. Touchdown, New Orleans.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back, Andy Dorf. NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, people, they're encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me on the Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I'm going to run through these scores before I get out to the phones, as I know I like to have them locked and loaded. So again, 1-800-878-7529. Let you know what happened throughout the day. And we'll start with that Thursday game. Seahawks come to Arizona, University of Phoenix Stadium, take care of business, 22-16, and they improve to 6-3, the Seahawks. Cardinals go down to 4-5. Saints take care of business, man, at the Bills. And I told you, this team is red hot. This team is absolutely on fire. They put up 47 points ever since they let go of, well, not let go, but traded Adrian Peterson to the Arizona Cardinals. Mark Ingram has been the guy. 3 touchdowns, 21 carries, 131 yards. Drew Brees, a very pedestrian-like day, man. 18 to 25, 184 yards. But again, 47 to 10. That defense, by the way, not too bad, not too shabby, not getting enough credit, I would say. And as the season goes on, I bet we'll hear a little bit more about that. Packers go on the road. Chicago, Soldier Field, 23-16. They get the job done against the Bears, and luckily they're playing a bad team, to be honest with you. Green Bay Packers still looking very, very suspect on offense, struggling quite a bit. A couple of decent throws, though, from Brett Hundley when I think about what he went out there and did play a little bit better. So as time goes on, hopefully he does keep improving, and you never know, man. You never know. We'll see what happens. The Browns, man, they got out early, and this was an interesting game. The Lions take it 38-24. Matty Stafford, 3 touchdowns, 249 yards, 17-26 for him. Not a bad day. Not a great day because you struggled a little bit with the Browns, but ultimately they get the job done. They are now 5-4 as well. Browns, only team that has not won a game yet. They're 0-9 on the season, and we'll get to the team that was as well 0-9 and now is 1-9 after their day in just a moment. Bengals go to on the road, lose to the Titans, 24-20, and this was a pretty good football game, really good football game, to be honest with you. Bengals had a shot. They really did. They had a shot to take this thing, but late in the game, Titans score late, and they get it done, so got to give them credit. Steelers, man, I don't know what is up with this team. I really don't know what's up with them. They win, but it's not very impressive. I know they're 7-2, but it's like the most unimpressive 7-2 that I've ever seen in all of sports, to be honest with you. 20-17 over the Colts, that's not winning very impressively, and the Colts are not that good. So I'm not sure what's up with Big Ben Roethlisberger, man. He had a decent day, but he's definitely on the decline. So there's a reason why this may be the last season for Big Ben Roethlisberger. Jets go down to the Buccaneers 10-15. And I'll tell you what, this was advantage Buccaneers. Ryan Fitzpatrick has played for both teams. Okay, so at the end of the day, the Jets were going up against a guy that knew their defense, knew their offense, knew everything about them, but the Buccaneers had him playing on their sideline and their team. So they get the job done. Buccaneers 15, Jets 10. Vikings win on the road at the Redskins. Pretty good football game. A lot of scoring anyway. 38-30. Vikings get it done. They're also 7-2, and I think that's somewhat of a shocker and a surprise. But they always seem to get out of the gates pretty well. It's how will the Minnesota Vikings finish? The Chargers and the Jaguars. This was a good football game. Jaguars, they were able to pull this one off 20-17. They win. They're 6-3. Their defense continues to play really well, putting up a really good fight when you think about who's on the other side of the ball. Phillip Rivers, man, that guy's a pretty good quarterback. So to shut him down in the fourth quarter in the overtime, you got to think that was a pretty good job by the Jaguar defense. So they get it done 20-17, and now they're in a pretty good position in their division. 33-7, the Rams, that's a good football team. Jared Goff, this guy, man, oh, man, I talk about it all the time. He's really improved a lot. And the biggest improvement the Rams made, getting rid of Jeff Fisher, for crying out loud. Mediocrity became just fine, okay, I ain't mad at you, you can do whatever you want kind of thing. But Jared Goff really playing well. I like what this guy's doing. Cowboys go down to the Falcons, and I'll tell you what, not unhappy about the Cowboys going down to the Falcons. They're a different team without Ezekiel Elliott, flat out, plain and simple, and we all know everybody would be a different team when they don't have their best player out there. We all know that, i.e. the Green Bay Packers. Think about it. I do want my callers to hang on, 1-800-878-7529. Just want to get through these scores, and I will bring you up. If it's not before the break, I'll get you up on the other side. So don't go away. I do want your thoughts. I do want your opinions at 1-800-878-7529. And, Mitch, I'll get to you in just a moment. I know you're on hold, so hang tight. We'll bring you up to speed here in just a moment. And like I said, the 0-for-9ers, as they were coming into the day, finally get a win. And CJ, this guy, I'll tell you what, he battles as hard as anybody, the quarterback, if you don't know who I'm talking about, for the 49ers. He goes out there and he plays his heart out. You just got to give that kid a lot of credit. A lot of credit. 31-21, they beat the Giants, man. It's pretty bad for the Giants. That's all I can say. You're losing to the 0-for-9ers before today. Now they're 1-9, 10 weeks through the season. Last game of the day was the Sunday nighter. Patriots, Broncos. This was kind of a laugher from the get. No joke, man. Patriots put up 14. They put up 13. They don't need to score in the whole second half. They do put up a couple of touchdowns, one in the third, one in the fourth. What happened to this Bronco team? Like, I'm not even joking. Like, what happened to this Bronco team? That defense that was so vaunted and so tough and so physical, not so bad anymore when you really think about what's going on for the Denver Broncos, man. They're no Denver Broncos is kind of what I was thinking to myself there. But the New England Patriots go in there and they manhandle them. They're 7-2. So things are kind of coming out a little bit more clear in the NFL. And, yeah, I agree with you. No quarterback there in Denver, and that's a huge problem. We all know that. Absolutely true. Right on the money, man. They lost 5 straight. It's pretty bad there in Denver, really bad there in Denver. But obviously, thoughts and opinions are what I like. 1-800-878-7529. Real quickly, I'll tell you some division leaders anyway. New England Patriots 7-2. Like I said, they've won 5 straight, so they're pretty hot right now too. Pittsburgh Steelers, they're hot, but they're not playing well. They've won 4 straight. They're also 7-2. Titans, 6-3. They've won 4 in a row. Jaguars, they're 6-3. And I think it's notable to say this because they've won 3 straight, and they're right on the heels of the Titans. So you can't slip up if you're the Titans. The Chiefs, 6-3. And the Raiders, I think they're coming. I do. I think they're coming. So the Chiefs got to keep playing pretty well. On the other side, in the NFC, the Philadelphia Eagles, 8-1. playing really well. They had their bye week. They've won seven straight. Hottest team in the NFL, along with the New Orleans Saints now, who have also won seven straight. Minnesota Vikings, pretty hot too. 7-2 for them. They've won five straight. Detroit, 5-4. They've won two in a row. New Orleans Saints, like I said, that team's on fire right now. 7-2. Playing really well. Carolina Panthers, 6-3. They'll be playing Monday night, by the way. And the Rams, they're 7-2. And the Seahawks, they're 6-3. So playoff picture becoming a little bit more clear as we keep moving on through the season. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause, as we know. And Mitch, I'll get you on the other side. So hang tight. It is NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and it's also Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Stafford to the end zone and caught by Marvin Jones. Touchdown, Detroit.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Meantime, Arizona's trying to run players out there. 54 yards on the game. First and goal at the 2. And Wilson, end zone. Jimmy Graham steals it. Touchdown, Seattle. Stars being stars.
Bortles locked left side. He fires here left. Catch made, twirling at the doorstep of the end zone. Touchdown, Jaguars. Marquise Lee, who kicks the ball away, beat Adam Jones on the inside, and the Jags get the first TD. 9-0 Jacksonville 6:57 to go in the first half.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Andy Dorf. NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. Are my digits. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And Blake Bortles, man, you can say what you want about this guy. Look, in the preseason, I don't think people thought this guy was going to be anything special, anything spectacular. As we know, struggled throughout. They're talking about getting somebody else. And hate to say it, the Jacksonville Jaguars, all they do is win. They're 6-3. I mean, not all they do is win, but they're winning more often than they're losing. And the Chargers, I don't know, man, because I feel like that team could be better than their record is, to be quite honest with you. All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. What's on your mind, man?
Well, I got to tell you, I watched the end of that that Chargers game, and the Chargers gave that game away. I mean, there were two turnovers. They had the game in their hands, and they couldn't score a first down. I mean, that was unbelievable. The Jaguars should have gone down. The Chargers should have been taking control. But you know what? It's every week it's crazy. But there's one thing that we're finding out here after week 10. You know, the AFC is kind of playing out how we're kind of seeing it. You know, Patriots on top, Chiefs on top, Steelers on top, and then the AFC South, whatever. Okay, so the Jaguars are up, the Texans are down, the Titans are this, or the Colts are down. You never know. But the NFC, I mean, are you kidding me? Eagles a 3-game lead after week 10? This is craziness. You know?
Yeah.
And the Rams, 7-2, with a game over the Seahawks. Vikings, you know, okay, so they have a good team, but they've got quarterbacking problems, and the Packers are 5-4. And then, of course, the Saints, where the Falcons are 5-4, you know, they're two games above the Falcons. I mean, it's absolutely crazy what's going on with the league in the NFC. It's like you can't even pick games. But I will tell you, Andy, there's one thing that is completely consistent, and there's one thing that I think we all can agree on, and I hope you can get this, but it's this. The Bears still suck. I mean, you gotta say that. That's the only thing consistent in the NFL these days.
Oh, man, that's great stuff, bro. Hey, let me ask you this, since you just threw that out there. A couple things I want to go at you about. Let's start with the Rams. You're there in L.A. You're there in California. What's it like, man? I mean, this is a pretty good football team. What's the deal? Like, are people going to get behind them and support them or what?
Well, first of all, we just went through a run with the Dodgers. Everyone's kind of waiting for Lonzo Ball to take over the Lakers. USC fell off the map. So, yeah, there's starting to be some buzz. I mean, if you look at the TV, I mean, there are still some empty seats. Not like there were, you know, at the beginning of the season. But the way this town is like, you know, if you win, they're going to show up. I actually thought by this point, that the Chargers were going to take over the town with Phillip Rivers and that type of offense. Because, you know, this place, they kind of like a high-flying, high-scoring offense. And there was a point there in which the Chargers were looking like they're just ready to break out of the shell, but they just keep hurting themselves. But then again, here it is. You know, like you said, the Rams are stepping up and they're doing some things. It's like, hey, but you know, Jared Goff, he's a Cal man. We like Cal quarterbacks, right?
All of a sudden, yeah. I don't know, man. All of a sudden, you're a big Cal Bear guy. But, hey, let me ask you this now. Speaking of that, speaking of Cal, no Aaron Rodgers playing for the Green Bay Packers. Brent Hundley finally, you know, looks a little bit like he deserves to be out on the football field. He doesn't have any interceptions, has a pretty efficient game. Obviously, they're playing a really weak opponent in the Chicago Bears, but you got to start somewhere. So what do you think Brent Hundley can do for the Green Bay Packers? Can he keep them in the hunt, yes or no?
Yeah, well, I think Kelly had a great game. I mean, if you think of it, Aaron Jones went down. They had no running back. They're starting to put Randall Cobb was next man up, and he's not a running back. They put in Rutkowski to try and start running the ball. They have a really, really tough challenge right now with no legitimate running back to actually establish the pass. I mean, he had two wonderful plays. The Devontae Adams at the end of the game was just fantastic. I mean, it was a little bit on the backside. You know, you look like it was Aaron Rodgers-like. And like you were talking about on the TV, it's like, call the game like you would for Aaron Rodgers and let's see what he'll do. They've been very conservative, and I think they're starting to break him out of his shell. You know, he has a tendency to hold the ball a little too long. And that's what you're going to get from a rookie quarterback. Yes, he's third year, but he's basically a rookie quarterback. And he's going to learn. Now, the nice thing is that they have a couple sweet games coming up where he might be able to, you know, have a little, not be overmatched. If we don't know what the Ravens are like. They go in, they're going to play at the Steelers and the Buccaneers, but then they get the Browns and the Panthers at home. So those are winnable games. I'm not saying Aaron's going to come back at all. I'm pretty writing him off. But then, you know, you look at the schedule of what the Vikings have in front of them, and it's really brutal because the Packers have already got this. I mean, next week, the Vikings are here in L.A., and then they go to see the Lions, and then they're at the Falcons, and they're at the Panthers, and they get the Bengals. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next few weeks. I think the Vikings are going to lose a couple games, and the chance the Packers might pick up a couple. You know?
Yeah.
Keep them in the
absolutely.
See what happens. I mean, the NFC North, I was ready for a good old tractor pull in the rain, and it ended up being kind of an entertaining game. You know, they kept each other in it, and when it came through, Brett Hundley delivered. You know, he's going to be asked to be delivered, you know, throughout the game, but, you know, at certain key places, quarterbacks have to make those plays. You know what? They step up and they said, dude, throw the long ball, third down. When everyone was expecting to run, and he converted and won the game for him. So I'm pleasantly optimistic. You know, all I care about right now is let's not get anyone hurt on the Green Bay Packers. Let's see what this is the time for players and coaches to step up and show what they can do with what little they have and with what young talent they have. And then at the end of the season, we'll see what happens. If they make it, they make it. If they don't, they don't. We know we got A-Rod hopefully coming back next year better than ever. And we have a young core, and they'll retool. But this is the way the league is going. I mean, you can't pick these games. Oh my God, I'm in a football pool. I'm leading the pool at noon, and I'm on top of the game. I just look at it. Oh my God, really? I picked those because I knew this was a tough week. Because we don't pick against the spread. It's just straight up. But you got two dogs. And by the end of the day, I was in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it was craziness.
It's the NFL, man. You know what the NFL stands for. Not for long, man. That's how it works, bro. So, hey, as always, man. You know, I appreciate the call. Give me a final word before I'm up against a break here.
Final word. Week 11's coming up, you know, and then we got Thanksgiving. It's gonna be a great week. And I mean, I don't want to go off topic, but right now I'm pretty interested in Tuesday night's college football ranking. So we'll talk about that next week. How about that?
Absolutely, of course, man. But as always, man, you know I appreciate your thoughts and your opinions, man. And you're all over the sports map, so I totally get it, bro. I totally get it.
Have a great night. Have a great week, all. We will, we got one more game tomorrow, too. Actually, Dolphins-Panthers. What do you think that's going to happen? I mean, the Dolphins should get rocked, right? But the way this league's happening, who knows?
Yeah, but you got to like the Panthers. And, hey, appreciate the call as always, Mitch. Have a great
night.
All
right, man. You too. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits, as we know. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Obviously, man, as we know also, it's a Veterans Day weekend. So I want to thank the vets out there, all the people that serve this great country and all the people that are continuing to serve this great country and the American Network Forces. Totally appreciate you guys doing what you do for us so that I can come to you all the time here, man. I just appreciate you so much. You have no idea. So it was a good weekend for me, too, by the way. And I got to get out of here because we're going to just get out of here for a moment to come back and we'll continue talking about the NFL and what happened. But So much going on, as you know. But I got to take a quick pause for the cause. And again, we'll be right back. It is the NFL Rewind right here. And I'm Andy Dorf, and it is Sports Overnight America.
First and goal at the 10-yard line. Play action. Cutler throws short. Catch is made. Damian Williams at the 5. Got a block. Bounces off a tackler. Williams lunging for the end zone. Touchdown! Damian Williams, like a pinball off a flipper, bouncing and diving in for 6. And the Dolphins take a 6-3 lead. DeMarco Murray to the end zone. Touchdown, Titans!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Your new landscaping looks amazing. Who did you use?
I found a great local pro on HomeAdvisor.
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. It's really easy to use. I just put in what I need, and then they connect me with background check pros who can help.
Did you find your painter there, too?
Yep. I use HomeAdvisor for everything.
How much does it cost?
It's free. And check it out. I can even book an appointment online.
That's so easy. How did I not know about HomeAdvisor?
Go to HomeAdvisor.com now or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Don't wait until Black Friday for a great deal on the floor you want. Get a deal now and get it done before the holidays at Lumber Liquidators. Get wood look waterproof floors up to 46% off. All water resistant laminate is 10 to 29% off. Get all quick click engineered hardwood on sale and all easy to install bamboo on sale. More from 59 cents plus special financing and professional installation. Get a deal now and get it done before the holidays at your local Lumber Liquidators and LumberLiquidators.com.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to Pooldog.com. That's Pooldog.com.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
And from the 14, Stanton throwing it quick to Gresham, has some blockers. Jermaine Gresham, end zone bound. Touchdown, Arizona.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Get at me. It's 1-800-878-7529, American Forces Network. Man, again, thank you guys so much for doing what you do for us. And obviously, thanks to all the vets who have done everything that they do for us. The veterans, I'll tell you what, man, you guys mean so much. I can't, honestly, I can't, words don't do it justice, to be honest with you. So just appreciate you guys so much. American Forces Network, thank you for listening to me. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Also, you can always check me out, always here, 10 o'clock Pacific time, every Sunday into the Monday morning hour, whatever it is for you. You can always catch me. 10 p.m. Pacific time is when I start. So check me out each and every Sunday. And you can always catch me doing the Dorf on Sports radio show as well, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time each and every week. So always check that out on Sundays too. But love doing the NFL Rewind, to be honest with you. And I want to get into some of the things that are going on in the NFL. Like Mitch said, and I love that guy. He's a great caller. I love callers in general because I think you bring so much to the table and you have no idea what you actually wind up bringing to the table because I let you go and then I think about some of the things that you've said to me and then I start breaking things down. And let's start with just that what I heard on my way in. The Arizona Cardinals, man, going to be a rough, long rest of the way. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. You know, I don't know why they didn't just go with Blaine Gabbert in the get. You know what you've got in this Drew Stanton guy. You don't know what you have in Blaine Gabbert. So why not throw him out there? Why not give him a chance? I don't think you're going anywhere at this point. So give the man an opportunity. When you have the injuries that they have, David Johnson, Carson Palmer, DJ Humphreys just recently over in the game against the Seahawks. Just too many to overcome. To just so many key players at key positions. So I'm all for letting Blaine Gabbert get out there and see what he can do. And Barkley, why not? They just picked him up again too. So happy to be back with the Arizona Cardinals. But again, another USC quarterback. I don't know. I don't trust those guys that much. All right, so let's go through some of the action of what I saw. I don't know what's up with the Steelers. They're winning, okay? I get it. They're winning. They're 7-2. They've got the best record in the AFC along with the New England Patriots. I get it. I know. I see it. But they're not winning in an impressive fashion. You've got Le'Veon Bell. You've got Antonio Brown. You've got Big Ben Roethlisberger. Like, these guys were dynamic, and this is a dynamic offense. You're putting up 20 points against the Colts. I'm sorry, but that's to me, that's a little troublesome. So I think it's smoke and mirrors to a certain degree for the Steelers, at least at this point. And believe me, nobody wants to see them do better than me because I have that team going to the Super Bowl. But right now, I don't think they can beat the Patriots. We'll get to the Patriots because what I saw from them was relatively impressive. But again, they did it against the Denver Broncos, who are absolutely going the wrong direction. Again, I'm not trying to get a Bronco fan. I'm just telling you the way it is. I'm telling you the truth. They've lost 5 in a row. I mean, what else is there to say? They don't have a quarterback. But real quickly, getting back to the Steelers, I just don't know exactly what's up with the Steelers. They're winning, but they're not winning that impressively. And here's the best news for them. This is crazy that they're guaranteed to have a winning record on the road already. They're already guaranteed to have a winning record on the road. They're 5-1 away from home. So the worst they can do is be 5-3. That's saying they lose the last couple games. So they're pretty much guaranteed 12 wins is what I'm trying to say. You can book 12 wins for the Steelers. So, yeah, I just think that's an interesting dilemma to have if you're the Steelers. Not playing well, played most of your games on the road. You're going to get a lot of home games. Might have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. As bad as they are, I really like their positioning. I guess that's what I'm really trying to say. as bad as the Steelers are, they're pretty good. Hearing a little birdie tell me that Denver should bring in Colin Kaepernick. I mean, I got people in the front room telling me no. I got people in the back room telling me yes. I mean, who else is there besides him? I mean, come on, they're playing Brock Osweiler. I'm sorry, but that dude is sorry. He's bad. He's really bad. I mean, Cleveland cut that guy, and they were paying him a ton of money, man. They didn't even want him. Cleveland didn't even want him. That tells you something. I'm sorry, but that's crazy. That is crazy. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me. I mean, there's just some of the stuff you can't make up. All right, so what else we want to look at? Let's look at the situation for the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know if they're as good as their record says they are. They're 7-2, and I mean, it sounds like they're pretty good. But I'm not sold. I'm definitely not sold on the Minnesota Vikings. So proceed with caution, man. Proceed with caution. A team I am sold on is the Rams. I think they are legit. I think Jared Goff has figured it out. He's got good receivers. He's got a nice running back, a good defense. I think he's figured it out. Okay, so I think also here, this is an important game. The Falcons beating the Cowboys in a lot of ways. Well, it put the Cowboys that much further back from the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think, unless you win that division, I don't think you're making the playoffs. The NFC East, I don't think if you do not win that division, you're not getting into the playoffs. I'm going to go on record. That's what I'm going to say. Because when you look at the rest of the other divisions, there's just too many good teams. You know, you got Minnesota, who's going to be 7-2, and probably the front runner. And again, if Aaron Rodgers is playing, this is a much different story. We all know that. But it's here and now. And here and now, the Minnesota Vikings are the best team in that division. I think you could get three teams out of the South. That's what I really think could happen. But definitely two. And probably two from the West. So that's really not leaving you three for the NFC South. Unless the Seahawks fall apart. And I don't see it happening. I think they're just... They've got that one guy that can change the game. They got Russell Wilson. So they're always going to have a chance to win a football game. So I like the Seahawks. I really do. I think they got a shot, even though they're super banged up, you know, really banged up now. So when I look at it, this is what I think happens. I think you're looking at the Philadelphia Eagles. I think you're looking at the Vikings. I think you're looking at a combination of New Orleans, Carolina, or the Falcons. And then you probably got the Rams and the Seahawks. That's who I think makes the playoffs. Those are your six teams. Again, things could change because injuries could happen, a team could get hot. But right now, I'd have to say that that's pretty legit. Philadelphia's in. Minnesota's probably in. That means Detroit's out. That means Green Bay's out. New Orleans is probably in. Carolina or the Falcons, but I'm going to lean toward Carolina just because I think the Falcons have gotten off to too slow of a start, so they got to make up some ground. Not on just one team. They got to make up ground on two teams. And then I like the Rams and I like the Seahawks. So there's your six there. In the AFC, I'd say it's the New England Patriots, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those are your two guarantees right there. Then I'm going to go with the combination of the Titans, the Jaguars. Those two teams are probably going to get in. And then it's probably going to be the Chiefs and maybe the Oakland Raiders. I think that's fair. I think that's pretty realistic. And I don't think anybody else really has a chance in the AFC. Like, seriously. I mean, I guess you can give an outside chance to the Bills. But they're starting to implode. They're starting to fall apart. Their last couple games have been just atrocious. All right. New Orleans just absolutely whipped up on them. But New Orleans is a good football team, so I understand why they went out and played so well. So I think that the NFL, what I'm really trying to say here, we have a much clearer picture of who is for real and who's contenders and who's pretenders. At least right now, I think that I have a pretty good handle on who's going to make the playoffs on both sides. But again, I mean, this is a week-to-week league. I don't know if there's any, if there is a bigger week-to-week league than the NFL. 1 week you're on top of the world. The next week you're falling off the cliff. But a lot of the usual suspects. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's the New England Patriots. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. Got some newbies too. The Rams, man. This is cool for the NFL. This is cool for the NFL. I also think it's cool for the NFL when the Dallas Cowboys are not that good. I like that too. I really do. And that's just me, maybe me personal. But they got so many issues and things that they're dealing with. Just too much. Too much, man. Dak Prescott is better this year too. Like, seriously, Dak Prescott is better this year. But unfortunately, there's too many things going on off the field. Therefore, it's affecting the play on the field from everybody. And not having Ezekiel Elliott, that's tragic, man. That's tragic. That guy's one of the most explosive players in the NFL. So just think about what the landscape of the NFL is right now, going into week 10-ish. It's pretty interesting because a lot of the same things are happening. The Patriots are right there. The Steelers are right there. All right, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause, come back and wrap up this hour, obviously, on the program. NFL Rewind, like I said, Andy Dorf getting you through. I love talking sports, people. I really do. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me, as we know. Again, I love talking sports. I love talking NFL. This is the NFL Rewind. You're hanging out on the Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Third and two at the 22-yard line. Motion across from Jared Cook from left to right. Lynch in the backfield is a single back. Carr turns, gives it to Lynch. Lynch looking for a hole, steps through it. He's got a hole and a first down to the 15. Cuts left to the 10, to the 5, in for the touchdown. Vintage Marshawn Lynch zigzagging his way for 6, and the Raiders extend the lead to 19-9. First and goal at the 3. Marshawn Lynch in at running back. He's got one rushing touchdown already tonight. Carr in the gun, clapping his hands, looking for the snap, comes in shotgun, gives it to Lynch. Lynch starts right, comes back to the left, and barrels in for the touchdown. Marshawn Lynch, his second rushing touchdown of the night.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Yeah.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063.
800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Obviously, you can always check me out live, 10 p.m. Pacific time. I love talking sports. I love talking football. I always love hearing your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Or you can always get at me on social media, obviously, after hours, anytime. At Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Want to check out real quickly the Monday night game because it's a pretty good one. The Dolphins 4-4, Panthers 6-3 can obviously keep themselves right there with the New Orleans Saints, who are playing fantastic. They do have a home game here. This is a big one for them too, in the sense of that they're 2-2 right now. The Panthers could really use a nice victory over a Dolphin team that, you know what, I always feel like they're, you know, giving up and they're not playing, and then all of a sudden they come up with a victory that you just don't expect. So I think this is an important game for the Panthers. I really do. Cam Newton's got to come out and play well on Monday Night Football. So go out there and let's see what he does. Jay Cutler, let's see what you do, man. Let's see how you go out there and you play for the Dolphins. It's a Monday Nighter. Sometimes that usually spells trouble. Usually find the other guys more often. But who knows? You never know. Anyways, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Obviously, want to say thank you to everybody for listening. I appreciate it. Totally appreciate it. Appreciate those veterans, too. Always appreciate you people. So keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, and this is Sports Overnight America.